Would you introduce yourselves, please?
Hi, I'm Sophie.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Katie.
I'm Claire.
And you are, let's do this in unison, and you are...
Betty Taylor.
Amazing. So well done. Sense of rhythm. It's like you're musicians or something.
Crazy.
What are you amazed in the massive amount of time you've been doing this that either no one has asked you or you wish someone would ask you?
No one's asked this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's clever.
Unprepared.
For those who don't know, which is a high percentage of people who are going to be listening, where is the Sunshine Coast?
Sunshine Coast is located about an hour and a half drive north of Brisbane. Not south. South is the coast. Sunshine Coast is the north. It's a lot more relaxed, coastal, chill.
It's on the east side of Australia.
On the east.
But you still get the same seasons and stuff.
Yeah, kind of. Like winter is still swim at the beach, lay in the sun.
Yeah, it's subtropical, so it's very humid.
Yeah. Summer is sweaty, sweaty, sweaty.
Yeah.
Is this a band, a project, a burrito? What is this?
A band. A burrito. No, this is Betty Taylor's my first and only band. I started it originally with two boys that I met at an open mic, and then Kayla joined shortly after.
See, I have open mic right here. See, it's open mic night, so I've got that.
Yeah. So that's how it started. Kayla joined, and then the boys wanted to go surfing, so they quit. And then,
of course, it's Australia. The boys want to go. This should be the name of your third album. The boys want to go surfing.
Exactly. And then Kayla knew the girls, and shortly after we became a band together, and then it's been full steam ahead since then.
What did you sing at the open mic night?
I did a cover of a middle kid song, Edge of Town. Love that song.
Wow.
And Angie McMahon.
Now, that's kind of fascinating about the world, because middle kids is so, like, people who are doing covers, people will be doing like Stones or whatever, but you did middle kids, and middle kids is now probably like 5 or 6 years old, right?
Yeah.
From there to here, there's a lot in between. So you do the open mic night, and was there someone, I love these kind of origin stories, was there someone in the audience who said, hey, you know what? Someday you should be Betty Taylor and be here in Austin.
Yeah, right? Our manager, Jai, who was just a friend at the time. Well, I actually didn't know. He was a friend of a friend. But he saw me play at an open mic, and he was very secretive about his musical endeavors. But we just became friends, and he was very supportive and being like, you should do this more. And then eventually he was like, hey, I want to start this development label thing, and I think that you should do it. Like, you should start a band. And here we are.
Yeah.
Okay. But the lore is, early on, you opened for another band and you had a few weeks to learn songs. Is that true?
We did our first show all together at an open mic, I think, to practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then our very first show with all the girls was a festival.
Yeah, at Umundi.
Oh. At Umundi.
Yeah, it was Offbeat Festival.
But how long had you been together? Because
a couple weeks.
Yeah, so this is what I'm getting at. The trajectory here is kind of wild.
Yeah, we got together in Katie's garage and just practiced just to get a set together.
We did mostly covers at that time just to try and tie over a set.
Yeah, and Claire had only just picked up the bass a couple weeks prior to her joining the band, so this is
so typical.
But DIY.
So where is that kind of border between, okay, we're doing some covers, we're playing stuff, and oh wait a minute, we're actually going to be this thing with original songs and, you know, and all of that?
Well, Kayla and I wrote which is now our debut single, Stallin. But we wrote that, and Jai at the time, still not managing us, still just being a good friend, said, hey, I've got this friend. His name is Aidan Hogg. He's a producer in Brisbane. Would you like to go record one of your songs with him? I think this song's great. I can introduce you. So Kayla and I went down to Brisbane to record. It was my first time ever in like a recording studio or anything. It was pretty crazy. And we did this track, and we had some session drummers come in because we hadn't met the girls yet. And that song kind of came together, and we were like, oh, this this is kind of cool. And then that's when we said, we really need a band because we really want to play this song live. And then the girls,
and then we just kept kind of working on Katie more and songs. And
But this is still pretty, you know, it's one of those tales that's not the obvious, because it usually, you don't usually get that far that fast.
No.
Definitely not.
It doesn't usually work that way. So again, things I read, that there was a 6-minute version of Stalin on voice memos.
Yeah, Kayla and I's first demo went 6 minutes long. We were really excited. It we just like was so songs. Good. We just kept adding bits.
Yeah.
So then who turns to you and says, okay, that's all well and good.
The producer.
Yeah, the producer.
Okay, so let's kind of get into that. Let's really, the producer. So this gentleman, the clandestine gentleman, as we now call him, did he bring you a producer? Did he say, okay, now you got to get serious?
Well, that was with Aiden. So that's who we went and recorded the song with. But we actually had a phone call with Tom Busby, who was another very good friend of Jai's, who just wanted to help. And basically he said, 3-minute phone call. He's like, I think you should take that pre-chorus and slap at the end and call it a day. And I went, okay. And then that's what we went and did. And it worked out really well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
You just used the word pre-chorus. So obviously... When did you actually, and did this come naturally? Because again, the reason you're here is because I heard the songs and said, okay, this is the real deal. So pre-chorus, hooks, all of that. These are all things that are very relevant to your music or you wouldn't be here. And I'm telling you that I know it is. But tell me a little bit about how it goes from we're playing cover songs to you now coming here and talking about pre-choruses and all, you know, and really, and do you actually feel like you do understand all that stuff now and think about that stuff as you're making music?
I think I've always written music since I was probably about 12. I always had books just full of songs, but I was terrified of sharing them. So even when the band started, I'd probably had a whole bunch of songs there that were originals. But I was we were still meeting each other and I was still nervous. So we just did a lot of covers because they were easy to learn. And then I didn't have to expose myself and my feelings. And then as we got more comfortable and hung out more, I was like, oh, these are some other songs I've written. Should we work on them?
So I save this for about now. Formal training. Who's got does anybody here have formal training in their instrument or their voice or anything? We already know about you. You picked up the bass just a few weeks before.
And she was perfect.
I had lessons since I was 13 years old to 18, but very minimal training.
Got it.
I think in high school.
Yeah, we did lessons, but nothing formal after that.
I went and got a diploma of, no, yeah, diploma of music, I think. Just a little course. So I did a bit and that was interesting and helpful. Yeah. That was cool.
I stole my brother's guitar and taught myself how to play it off YouTube and then would have to put it back perfectly so he didn't know I touched it.
Tell me about Grandma Betty. Just tell me a couple of things about Grandma Betty.
Betty?
See, we avoided how the band name happens.
Mm. Grandma Betty. Betty's actually almost turning 99 this year. Awesome. She is a weapon. She's going strong. she's from Dad's side of the family, which is... She likes to tell everyone that she used to sing on the radio when she was my age. I get my voice from her. That's her.
I always wonder if we could find a recording of her singing or something. Like, that'd be so cool if we could find that. I mean...
she's 99, well, so she's when she was 20...
So you think about it. What did they record it on?
Yep.
Hundred years ago.
Almost 100 years ago. I don't know. I don't know if there would be any... We can still see her. She sings at church still.
Well, that would be 1925, so 1926, so that's not impossible. Let's talk about Daydream Indie Rock. Because you have to come up with your... It is a responsibility today to... It's like, so what do you play? But it's also been shoegaze, and it's been like there's all of this stuff. Look at the look on your face. I love it. See, it's priceless because you're like, oh, God, why do I have to deal with this all the time? And why is he being facetious about it?
No, I love it.
But here's what I want to know. we're hanging out in a pub or hanging out in a coffee shop, and I just say, so, what do you play? What do you tell me?
Indie rock pop music.
But what is that? But what does that mean?
I don't know. That's just what everyone's told us we've played.
Yeah.
Right.
We were talking about it yesterday about how you should describe your sound like you would a wine, like the most wine. Prominent grape first and then the second.
Someone said to me at work, power pop.
What is the filter for a Betty Taylor song? How do you know it's a song for this band?
I think if it's emotionally tormenting me, then it's probably the right fit. A lot of our songs are all very personal to me, so... Yeah, I think if it's just something that I need to get out and Kayla adds a little magic to it.
Yeah, basically whenever Sophie's having a bad time, we make the
sometimes
best songs.
Sometimes
a good time now.
So recently, Sophie, yeah. what are three or four things at this moment in time you need to get out? Other than guys sucking, what do you need to get out?
Big yawn for one. Jet lag is really biting me. I don't know. We've been doing a lot of writing still about, still my dating life is quite terrible, unfortunately. So there's still a lot of that.
Paying your dues. You feel you're still doing that? I mean, when do you wake up and go, you know, we're there. We've made it.
That can't be a thing.
Really? I have the opposite feeling. Like we've surpassed so many milestones that I just can't believe it. Like, I'm so happy with everything that's happened. So
despite
I'm like,
the
this
fact,
is so
despite
cool.
Despite the fact that dating sucks.
It's you know what? It's worth it. At least I got to like come to Austin and play some shows and tour Europe. It's worth it. But I don't know. Every day I'm like so surprised at what we've got to do. We've gotten to play with so many artists that I loved growing up that I wouldn't even like dream of like talking to. Like if they had spoken to me, I would have been like, what? Oh my God, it's crazy. I love you. And now we've got to play with them and become friends with them. And I think if everything kind of stopped now, I'd be like, look, I'd be like so proud of everything we've done. I had no expectations. This wasn't a career that I sought out after myself. It's kind of all just come together. So I feel like I've made it. And if we can keep going and there's more out there, then that's awesome.
Yeah. So making it the big bad US, you're here in Austin. Is this the first time you played the US?
Yeah. I'm just excited. I don't know. I'm just really excited to be here. Like, we just get to hang out and play music. And if people like it, then that's so cool. And if they don't, thanks for having us. Yep. We had a great time.
We're having a blast either way.
So you're not really concerned or paying attention to the hype or any of that sort of
thing? Not concerned. I think we have something really special and something that we really enjoy. And we have a great team of people around us that believe in it too. And I think I'm not worried about people not liking it, because if they don't, then they're not our people. And yeah,
because I'm gonna do this because I wrote this down. I was just laughing. I'm sitting there eating a bagel this morning, and I come upon this line. It's an opening line from a review someone had seen you live, and it doesn't matter who it was, and all it said was, "Betty Taylor sounds pretty good."
Yes,
sick. That's so nice.
Thank God.
And I was like, wow, you are a hell of a writer, buddy. you worked really hard at that. Betty Taylor sounds pretty good. So what do you want to say, just in case this guy's listening?
Thank you. Yeah. And I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, we've been put on like a bunch of lineups where we felt like we didn't really fit, like it was all male rock bands kind of vibe, and we were like, how are we going to fit in here? And like, are there
so they're,
fans
they're
gonna
expecting,
like us?
They're expecting Riot Girls.
Yeah, yeah. Like more punky, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
But all their fans have just been so welcoming and like love the music as well. And that's been a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, played with a lot of different bands in a lot of different genres.
Yeah.
And we have a really wide fan base apparently. Like dads that love old school rock and young girls that are going through their first breakups and their mums that have been through divorces and their brothers that think that we're cool. I don't know. It's really weird.
Yeah.
We're very fortunate.
In a male-dominated world, do you feel any disadvantage or do you just kind of feel like it doesn't matter? Everything else counts.
Yeah, that. I don't think it really matters. And also, we haven't faced much adversity either.
You've been super lucky. Yeah,
we have been very lucky. A lot of the bands that have taken us on tour have been incredible. We went on tour with the Grogans around Europe, and every time they spoke about us, they didn't mention that we're women. They just said, we're a really great band, and it's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, girls are having a moment at the moment.
Girls are having a moment.
Taparone's killing it. Like, yeah.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich, and what it is two of your songs as the bread, and then songs by others in between.